This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv Saturday to demonstrate the European Union's undivided support to Ukraine in all fields, military, humanitarian, and economic. As they met, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Sanchez to Kyiv.
Your visit to Ukraine during this difficult time, all such meetings, dialogues with our friends, and we count on you like on our friends. All these visits are important to strengthen support.
Spain is taking over the European Union's six-month rotating presidency. During a news conference that followed later in the day, Zelensky warned that a serious threat remained at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and said Russia was technically ready to provoke a localized explosion at the facility. Sanchez said his visit to Ukraine aimed to underscore his support for the country. Spain said it would provide an additional $60 million financial package for Ukraine to help the economy and small businesses. Photos and reports suggest Belarus is creating an installation for Russia's Wagner Group mercenary fighters. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press show what appears to be a newly built military-style camp in Belarus, with statements from a Belarusian guerrilla group and officials suggesting it may be used to house fighters from the Wagner mercenary group. The images provided by Planet Labs suggest that dozens of tents have been erected within the past 2 weeks at a former military base outside Osipovichi, a town 140 miles north of the Ukrainian border. The leader of an anti-Lukashenko guerrilla group said on Thursday the construction of a site for Wagner fighters was underway there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Officials in Kenya now say a truck that rammed into several vehicles and market traders in western Kenya late Friday killed at least 51 people. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Friday evening accident occurred at a location known for vehicle crashes near the Rift Valley town of Londiani, which is about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. Officers at the scene counted at least 51 bodies, but more people were believed to be trapped in the wreckage. That's according to the Rift Valley Police Commander Tom Odera. The Kenya Red Cross Society said Saturday that dozens of people were injured and hospitalized and asked Kenyans to donate blood. It also said heavy rainfall interrupted rescue efforts. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. Liftoff.
Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from pad 40 and throttled down to prepare for Max-Q.
Falcon 9 is supersonic.
A European-built orbital satellite was launched to space Saturday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on a mission to shed new light into the mysterious cosmic phenomena known as dark energy and dark matter. Unforeseen forces, scientists say, account for 95% of the known universe. The telescope, dubbed Euclid, named for the ancient Greek mathematician called the father of geometry, was carried aloft in the cargo bay of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. New insights from the $1.4 billion European Space Agency mission, designed to last at least 6 years, are expected to transform astrophysics and perhaps the understanding of the very nature of gravity itself. Following a short flight to space, Euclid was to be released from the Falcon for a month-long voyage to its destination in solar orbit, nearly 1.6 million kilometers from Earth, a position of gravitational stability between Earth and the Sun. The long holiday weekend in the U.S. is bringing extreme heat to some parts of the country, while others are forecast to get rain and high winds. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The scorching heat in Texas and other parts of the South expected to abate a bit, but still remain hot, says National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss.
Still pretty impressive heat, which is obviously troubling for the July 4th weekend and July 4th holiday.
And it's moving west.
We're looking at temperatures that will be exceeding 100 degrees, maybe as high as 110 in parts of California through the weekend, the desert southwest, and then maybe even exceeding 100 degrees as we get towards Portland, Oregon, and into the 90s into Seattle by late next week.
Death Valley forecast to hit 120. Weiss says rain and high winds are forecast for the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic, and he's not ruling out the chance of a tornado. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.